It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Biannual ritual of changing the clock back and forth.
Gain an extra hour of news.
That's 1 hour.
This weekend to hear all the things Congress is not doing.
Congress.
We need to pass a bill.
To stop changing the clocks.
Probably not.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Oh yeah, let's pump it up, my friends. It's a happy hump day. Trump Day, 9:06 right now. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Can the Yanks do it again tonight? They're down 3-1. Odds are against them. You'll just have to watch and find out. In the meantime, though, we've got a very special guest we're going to connect with. Erica Donald. She is the CEO of Optima Ed. That's affiliated with Hillsdale College. She's also the wife of Congressman Byron Donald, who serves from Florida here. And she's a former Collier County School Board member as well. So good morning, Erica. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Hey, we really appreciate you taking the time to help explain this Amendment 1 that has to do with the school board, and it's basically about candidates having to identify themselves by party. And I guess we're asking, what's your take on it? And I believe you support it. Why?
Well, I do support it. And it actually doesn't require anyone to declare a party, because anyone can run as no party affiliation. But it would allow those who do want to affiliate with a party, with Republican, Democrat, or any of the other umpteen parties that we have in Florida, can do so and have that reflected on the ballot. We know that partisan labels actually create more informed voters. It gives them a quick shorthand for where the candidates stand, whether they're its policy positions or their value systems. And it can lead to greater voter participation in these very important school board races when voters have a lot to research and look at when it comes to these amendments, when it comes to all of the down ballot races that they have to vote on.
Now, does this mean this would, you know, affect the primary process and people getting, knocked out of running via that if they're of the same party?
Yeah, it absolutely could. And it could lead to greater participation from our political parties as well, and maybe even a more diverse pool of candidates. You know, when we look at nonpartisan races, especially school boards, you have very strong special interest influences, including, of course, teachers' unions when it comes to school board races. And the parties don't get as involved because they don't have representation on the ballot. And so I think people will try to say that is a negative, but more information, more voter participation, more participation from diverse groups, whether that's a political party or other types of interest, is an important part of the democratic process.
Now, you served on Collier County School Board, so you know the lay of the land. Let me ask you this, and it's not necessarily part of this amendment, but just how it works in general. We've gone through superintendents in Alachua County fairly regular in the last few years. I mean, it seems like they're replacing somebody all the time. What is that a sign of? Is that a sign of a school board that just is never happy? What is the superintendent's job, and how does that relate to the school board?
Well, it's a difficult thing. In Florida, we do still have some elected superintendents. Most of them, especially in the larger counties, are appointed by the school board. I actually also served on the Constitution Revision Commission and tried to propose an amendment where you had to have one or the other, either an elected superintendent or an elected school board, but not both. When it comes to school boards, you know, they need to function well as a governing body. I can't speak to, you know, who people elect and how they're able to manage and govern their appointed superintendent. But an elected superintendent by itself, not with a school board, would operate like a sheriff, like a CEO of the school district, which may work better, but would also require a constitutional amendment in Florida.
Oh, okay. All right, so back to Amendment 1. You're thinking it's the wise thing to vote yes on that amendment.
Well, that's correct. And this amendment is actually required because a constitutional amendment back in 1998 made school board races nonpartisan in Florida. That's before the 60% threshold was put in place. I do wish that we could take things away with the same threshold at which it passed. Unfortunately, this does require 60% to pass in Florida to take away the nonpartisan label and allow people to declare their candidacy one way or the other. Like you said, I was on the Collier County School Board. I can tell you the number one question that I was asked when I was campaigning for my race is, what is your party affiliation? Who is the Republican on the ballot? Who is the Democrat on the ballot? That's what voters want to know, and we should give them that information.
So you worked well, I guess, with Governor DeSantis when he started to put some of these education reforms into place?
Absolutely. Governor DeSantis has been an incredible education governor, especially when it comes to expanding school choice. I'll tell you, the number one thing I learned as a member of the school board is we need more choice and competition. We need more power to the parents, get it out of the bureaucracy, and break the monopoly that the districts hold on public schools right now.
You know, you've got a lot of connections, and your husband's a congressman, very well respected. We like him. But yet, you know, with all that going on, it doesn't seem like there's much you can do about that Florida State football program, huh?
You know, one thing at a time. I do have a high school senior who aspires to go to Florida State and play football, so maybe I can do my part if he achieves his dream there. Go Noles.
Yeah, I just had to give you a little jab because, you know, of course, we're coming to you from, you know, the heart of, you know, Gainesville and University of Florida. So I had to get a little jab in on you.
Well, hopefully you'll still have me back on, even though I am a diehard Seminole. And, you know, that's where Byron and I met. And we've been together all this time, grown up together outside of the Seminoles. Always a Seminoles fan, though. But I appreciate you allowing me to be on the show. I want Gators to be well-educated, too.
Yeah, look, I put three kids through the University of Florida, but I am not, people that know me know I'm not a hater. If it comes down to it, I'm going to root for a Florida school against anybody else. That's how I am. And I've been to Doak Campbell, you know, back in the day, long time ago, heartbreaker loss against Miami. You were probably about, 3 years old maybe at the time. So I won't test your memory on that. That wouldn't be fair. Okay, so what's it like being married to a congressman? They have to go to Washington all the time.
Well, yeah, he definitely stays really busy. I tell people it has to be a calling for both of you, and it certainly is for us. You know, we love our country. We care about the future of America for both our children, grandchildren, and everyone else's. And we've just been honored to be able to have an influence on the things that we really care about, whether it comes to education or Byron's involvement, you know, helping President Trump get elected, as well as in financial services, where both of us had our careers for a long time. You know, it is an honor to serve, but it's not for the faint of heart. It's hard work. It is sacrifice, but it's well worth it.
Do you think that your husband will be looking for higher office down the road? Because I think a lot of people believe that he would be a good choice in a lot of different areas.
Well, people say that, yes. I know he's very focused on a week from yesterday, right, getting Trump elected. And what I always say is, you know, God opens the doors and we walk through them. And whatever he has next for us, we're just going to follow his lead and his plan for us and be grateful every step of the way, whatever we can do.
We really appreciate the time and a little bit of insight and some personal stuff as well. And thanks for being our guest today. We look forward to future conversations. And Eric Donalds, thank you for being on the show.
Anytime. Yeah, love to come back. Have a great day.
All righty. There you go. See, got my little jab in on her.
Yes, you did.
That's to test if someone's a good sport or not.
She was awesome.
Clearly.
Awesome.
Clearly.
Yes.
And I really expected no less. But I had no, honestly, before we put the interview together, that she had such a background in the educational world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just learning about the company that she's the CEO of, and that's Optima Ed. And apparently that is... you know, management support for Hillsdale College affiliated classical charter school in Florida. So
good connections there.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. It is 9:15. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts. Hollywood girl, girl next door, funny as you know what in Young Frankenstein, Terry Garr.
Aww.
Passed away at the age of 79. Rest in peace. She battled MS. She had an aneurysm back in 2006, but she has had a fantastic career, and I think anybody who's seen her on screen mm-hmm. would agree. She had something. She had a sparkle there.
Yeah.
All right. Rest in peace, Terry Garr, the age of 79. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another day in paradise, my friends. Awesome! Awesome weather. Oh, it is 9:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Greg?
Yes.
You're not going to believe it.
What?
At like 3 a.m. Yeah. It was even earlier, maybe 2:30 a.m. I couldn't sleep for about the last hour.
You're not usually up at 2:30.
No, like 3:30 usually. Well, 3:20 something. Anyway, So you know what I did?
What'd you did?
I went out in a hot tub.
Really?
Opened up the hot tub, climbed in that, looked up through the towering oak trees into a star-studded sky. It was beautiful.
We've had those for the last couple of days. Totally clear in the morning when we're up, and they've been bright. They've been bright.
Well, you know, I live out there in God's country, out in the Keys.
Well, you don't have any of that, that sky pollution, coming from the city.
Do we pollute?
Well, they call it, it's light pollution, as they call it.
Oh, yeah.
The city lights,
Yeah.
Polluting the sky at night.
Yeah, no, it was nice. It was very, very nice. I did.
That's nice.
I did.
That's awesome.
Hey, speaking of sky, that is your code word today, or keyword. Sky, S-K-Y.
What a coincidence.
And what's it for? It's for the Ocala Food and Wine Festival at the World Equestrian Center. It is going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. These tickets are for the Grand Tasting Saturday. And all you have to do is text SKY, S-K-Y, to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the event. And data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. And there is going to be competition, culinary competition, celebrity chefs. You're going to have beer, wine, spirits, education, samples of extraordinary cuisine. And the event proceeds benefit the Public Education Foundation of Marion County. And the ProStar program. Yeah. Nice. Marion County. I think we're supposed to connect with Carl Zalek tomorrow at some point, hopefully.
Yeah, looking 8:05 tomorrow. Carl Zalek letting us know what he's kind of thinking on some of these amendments and things going on with Marion County. And, big election coming up next week.
You think?
Yeah. It's kind of a big deal.
I heard something about it.
It's something new. Something new we're doing. Yeah.
6 days. Oh. But hopefully we'll know sooner rather than later.
Okay.
Who the winner is.
All right. Let's do this here.
Okay.
What's your over-under on how many days...
Are you writing this down?
I'm writing this down. How many days after the election will we know for certain... How do I phrase this? Who's going to be the president? I won't say who was elected, who won, who got the most votes. I'll say how many days after will it take until we know... Who is going to be living in the White House?
It will be early the next day, Wednesday, November 6th.
Okay.
It'll be Donald Trump, and it won't be a landslide, but it'll be pretty convincing.
Okay. Obviously, he'll have to get the electoral to get, so we know that. Will he get the popular vote? Yes
or
no?
Wow, that's a good question.
See where I'm going? I'm just putting you on the spot here.
I think just barely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So whether you're just people or an electoral college,
yes,
he should win both.
You know, I keep seeing those, and mainly when I'm driving through Gainesville, more than Ocala, more of Alachua County than Marion County, you know, the get rid of the electoral college. And I'm like, gee, we know who you are and how you vote. And yeah, it's like, come on. People.
I don't think John Cougar Mellencamp was singing about Sean Combs when he said a little ditty about Jack and Diane.
I don't know. They probably were there. I don't know. Just everybody else was in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the story. Sean Diddy Combs reportedly kept meticulous records of his infamous parties and has enough dirt to hang half of Hollywood. That, according to a source who added that, well-known celebrities are panicking while they pray he keeps his mouth shut. You know, unlike the Epstein thing, you know, I don't think there was any, you know, meticulous records. But there were some records, obviously, but, you know, it makes it more difficult to say, okay, if you rode on that plane, were you guilty? Were you doing nasty things?
Right.
Or if you only, you know, flew in it once and maybe you saw, you know, or got a feel for like what was going down, you're like, I'm probably going to be, I got something came up, got to get home early or as early as possible tomorrow, whatever. In this case, apparently, big record keeper, everything on video, cameras everywhere.
See, that's the thing. Even if he doesn't talk, boy, the videos are there. And apparently, you're right. They were all over the place inside and outside the house.
And if you have birthmarks and or tattoos, it's going down. It's going down.
Oh, man. They've got to be scared. They really do because,
Well, when you to read into it, it's not obviously something, you know, that you can discuss too much, you know, in a family show. But, I mean, it's not a bunch of people getting together in a totally consensual thing. That's really it, you know, where you're bringing people in and pressuring them in different ways, where you're drugging them.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's why the word trafficking has come into play because of some ages. So,
yeah, I mean, look, you're in the privacy of your own house and consenting adults. You know, you might not agree with some of the things that take place, but it's not necessarily illegal. But yeah, it sounds like there were definitely the women that were taken advantage of, and girls, I guess.
Well, the fact that he keeps trying and not getting the chance to bond or bail out, that says a lot, which makes you think, okay, is he a flight risk because of his money and his access? Is that why, or is it just because of the crimes themselves? I don't know.
And you have to wonder if, you know, he's put out the call, so to speak, of y'all better be helping me, or y'all going down with me.
But again, you go back to the evidence of the video. Will it matter if he says anything?
Yeah, and if you've got that video, we don't know what video that the feds do have.
It's odd that they raided two mansions, one on each coast, but apparently not an additional building on the property of one of them. And that has come into question. If that's accurate, why didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? There's probably more we don't know than we do yet.
Yeah. 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, you get the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about upbeat positive thoughts. 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning. It's going to be a gorgeous day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, indeed. Hey, don't forget this weekend, you got to set the clock. What are we at? We're at fall back. So you go back an hour Saturday night. When you go to bed, you wake up Sunday, and it's just a whole different, wow, man, whole different world you'll be in. Yeah. And you have to play along because everybody else will. And
yeah, there's that. Yeah. You got to be on time.
Thought we'd be done with it by now, but no. You know, when you can't settle that, like, hey, let's do daylight savings time, or let's change it to this time, or let's change it to the other time. I don't care which way they go. I'm just saying, just be done with it. And if we can't do those simplest things, how are we going to erase a $37 trillion debt? Just asking.
But I do like it staying light longer in the day. The earlier in the morning.
We don't care what you like.
Oh, well, there's that point.
No. No, I mean, I get the idea behind it, but, you know, I'm up so early anyway. Half my life's lived in the, I live in the dark.
That's true.
Like a mushroom.
See?
Shrooms, dude.
Stuff being dumped on you? Yeah.
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 It's not the story I wanted. Here it is. Here it is. I got to give credit to my friend John Roman. He is the mayor of Lake Weir. No, it's not an official position. And I don't mean the town. I mean actually the lake itself. And he wanted to remind me that there was another flotilla this Saturday, Lake Weir, Marion County. They're going to meet at noon on Lake Weir at the Kearney Boat Ramp. And you know it's the Kearney Boat Ramp because you go, hey, sucker, come on over. Let's see if you can knock me in the water, pal. That's how you know it's Kearney.
That kind of Kearney?
Yeah.
Wow, who knew?
Why not, right?
Hey, it's Florida. It's where they used to hang out in the winter, you know, back in the day when they were they'd be on the road throughout the year and they'd come back to Florida and stay here.
But my friend John also sent me a story that I hadn't seen yet. You may be familiar with it, but apparently containers with Miami-Dade ballots were found on the side of a road. Yeah, apparently they fell out of a county truck, according to the elections department. They confirmed the story yesterday, so it must have happened late Monday night, early Tuesday morning. The worker forgot to lock the back of the truck as they drove off. There was one sealed bin and one sealed bag that fell out, according to Christina White, the county's elections supervisor. And she said the containers remained sealed. The ballots inside had already been scanned and tabulated at the South Dade Regional Library's early voting site on Monday.
Oh, good.
A passing driver retrieved the crate and the satchel with the ballots on a road near Florida's Turnpike in Cutler Bay, that area of Miami-Dade. Yeah, and there's even video dash cam that you can see parcels on the road and cell phone footage, passengers capturing the containers and stuff. So people are paying attention, except for the people driving the truck that holds the ballots.
Lock the door kind of thing,
Yeah. Hopefully you won't have to worry about ballots like that, that you know, Trump will win so decisively there won't be any sort of a recount. But remember, it's not the only race. There's a lot of down ballot stuff.
Yes, that
people pay attention. You know, you got locally, you got a sheriff's race, and Emory Ganey.
Yes,
is
that's
you
important.
Know he's a Republican, and so you know in a town where there's whole lots of Democrats, you know you got to kind
Montreal
of
County.
Well,
you know.
And hopefully the Dems will pay attention and choose carefully.
Mm-hmm. Resume, not party, people.
Resume, not party.
You can party afterwards, you know, but you know what I'm saying.
Will we be partying after Trump wins? Will we get a day off, or do we want to go on the air and be in the celebratory mood?
I think we should get a day off, maybe just not the next day off, because we're exhausted. It's like, wow.
It is.
It's tiring.
It is. It's taxing on you. It is, you know, it really covers the news. And as much as I, you know, I'm tired of it and I want to avoid some of it, and I do, I can't, you know, I can't do that because not everybody is tuned in, but yet they look for our show.
Right.
To help to educate them. So, you know, and we move through listeners, you know, every 20 minutes or so. You know, you're changing your batches of listeners based on maybe their drive to work or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got to touch on these things on a regular basis for people to get the message. But you know, the message now is early voting has been open. Take advantage of that. It is super easy. Pay attention to the down ballot folks, too. Those are very, very important races.
Yep.
And for Trump to turn things around and get things done, he's going to need, they're going to need, the Republicans are going to need to hold the House and win the Senate.
And just as important, you know, you're talking about us having a day off, you know, if Trump wins, No, I sent you something there, Bob. That's what I'm
saying.
What will it be like on the left if Trump wins and Kamala loses? And if in fact, he also picks up a decent amount of the popular vote and, of course, wins. Man, if we thought it was bad in 2016, because, you know, they spent the whole season making fun of him, telling him to run, all the late night hosts were doing their thing. And then what he did and when he won, I mean, those are some great montages to go back and watch. But, man, if we thought there was wailing and gnashing of teeth last time around, can you even imagine this time? Because they don't want him anywhere near the White House.
Hey, I got something hot off the press.
Do-do-do-do.
Or is that a dated reference? Off the press.
Well, we don't really print it as much anymore as we used to. So
what else can you say?
Yeah. This just in. This just handed me.
This just in on my monitor.
Yeah.
Today, following the disappointing third quarter 2024 GDP announcement, which showed growth slowed to 2.8%, Senator Rick Scott released the following statement highlighting failures of the Biden-Harris administration and the economic hardships that are fueled by their reckless tax and spend agenda. Today's report shows the growth of the economy is down from last quarter and comes as inflation has risen more than 20% since Biden and Harris took office. Here's what Senator Rick Scott said, quote, "Under the Biden-Harris administration's failed leadership, the American dream is at risk. Their economic agenda has been a complete disaster, and their lies to the American people through doctored jobs reports and refusal to acknowledge the pain they caused with historic inflation are disgusting and disqualifying. No matter what lies the White House tries to spin, the American people are smart, and they can feel this agenda working against them every single day." Rick Scott says, "I've been warning about the dangers of Biden's bad policies since the start of the administration, and last year I began distributing a quarterly economic snapshot that shows America's decline under Biden's disastrous agenda. The numbers show a country in economic decline, and we all know it's caused by reckless government spending, a massively growing regulatory regime that are killing opportunities in this country, causing prices to skyrocket and digging America into nearly $36 trillion of debt."
Oh, wow.
"We cannot continue down this path of fiscal insanity. It's going to take hard work to get back on track, but I have faith in the American people. I believe there will be a sea change in Washington come the new year." Let's hope Senator Rick Scott is right that we'll get that sea change. And America's a big ship.
Yep.
And you got to turn that ship around, and it does take some doing. It takes some work. And I think that Trump can get a lot done in 4 years. And then hopefully... you know, he'll have proven that, you know, economically and world stability and all that has proven himself, and that, you know, J.D. Vance will be left to continue
eight years
that.
8 years of J.D., there you go.
Yeah.
We can hope, right?
We can hope and we can pray, and I'm doing both.
Oh, yeah. You got it. Yeah. D, all of the above.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Davis, Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, peasant with a pitchfork. Good morning.
Morning, Bob. Yeah, I heard Greg ask what's going to happen if Trump wins. You know, I told you about Leon Panetta said that he's positive that Kamala's going to win and that the MAGA supporters are going to go nuts and burn the country down. But I think it's going to be just the opposite. If Trump wins, I think that the Trump derangement syndrome is going to take over. You know how bad it is. They're stabbing yard signs and cutting them up with knives and running them over with their cars. The Trump signs, they're running them over, and they're going crazy already. We saw how crazy they are, and it's way worse now. So I have a feeling that it's going to be bad, real bad. So I'm getting prepared for anything that might happen after if Trump does win. I don't know if they're going to let him win, but I'm going to prepare for it, and I will be partying if he does. But,
There you go. I'll be prepared. Yes. No, I know exactly what you're talking about, and a lot of people are like-minded, and it's not just what will happen after the election. But, you know, just down the road, you know, it's a very unstable situation in a lot of parts of the world, and I believe that Israel is going to take it up a notch and really go in and basically, if I can say it in clear language, bomb the hell out of Iran.
Yeah.
bomb, Iran. They've got to knock out their nuclear program. They don't have a. There's not really a choice here. When a regime tells you they want to wipe you off the face of the earth, they want to wipe you off the map, and they're working diligently night and day to produce a viable nuclear weapon, what do you think's going to happen? I mean, it's the same regime that's rained down 300 missiles at a time, the same regime that sends Hezbollah to do terrorist activity, and the Houthis, and Hamas. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Wayne, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Just real quick, I know polls are a weird thing and we can't trust them, but that business report at the bottom of the hour said consumer confidence is up 9 points, the highest since 2021. So I have a feeling that the sentiment across through October, as the tide's turning, everybody's agreeing Trump's going to win. I think that's a great indicator. Thanks. Bye.
I think that there's been signals from economists, from Wall Street, and other, not direct language, but the signs like what you're talking about, that the stock market's doing well because the theory is that Trump's going to win. Let's hope so. In the meantime, if you haven't voted yet, please do. Coming up next, things that make you smile, upbeat, positive stories, stop and smell the roses kind of a thing. Count your blessings. Call now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Good morning. Welcome. It's a very happy Hump Day, Trump Day, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is time now for a segment we call Things That Make You Smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts, count your blessings kind of a thing, and it's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's making me smile is I think the spirit of Fernando Valenzuela is going to push the Dodgers to victory. And I might have heard you wrong earlier, but I grew up a tortured Boston Red Sox fan in Rhode Island, and I watched in 2004 where they did, in fact, come back from behind a three-game deficit to win the next four games. So you guys have a great afternoon.
Yeah, no, nobody's ever come from three down. 3-1, six teams have come from 3-1.
Right.
Now, yes, they're at 3-1 now, but they were at 3-0.
Right.
So they would be, the Yankees would be the first team if they can do that. And by the way, Mark, never say the word Fernando in front of Greg because he's a huge ABBA fan, and we don't want him breaking into song because that wouldn't make me smile. Although, it could be worse. It could be me singing.
Well, I could be singing Dancing Queen or something. That
Good morning, Nostradamus. Let's make it you smile.
Hey, Bob, I'll tell you, I planted another tangerine tree. I got another plum tree planted, and I'm making a fresh yellow squash casserole with chicken in it, one of my specialties out of my garden. With all the stuff that's going on, with the food stuff that's going on right now and the recalls and everything, it really makes me smile that I can grow some of my own vegetables and stuff. So I don't have to worry about what's on it.
Yeah, that's making you smile. It makes me smile, although you're constantly a reminder of what I should be doing. And given the same advice for a very long time now, and I probably should be, but I've done my battle with nature. And
yes.
I got to tell you,
yeah,
I can't beat nature.
And it won.
And I've cheated. I've used all kinds of chemicals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't work.
Yeah, I've used radioactivity.
Wow.
You can't win.
Yeah, but then they glow in the dark at night and keep you up.
Yeah, no matter how big I got my tomatoes to grow, it didn't matter because the worms and the bugs would beat me to it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like they had a calendar like, Bob's going to be out here sometime tomorrow.
So lunch is served, yes. Met a whole bunch of Sky listeners last night. I was at a whole bunch. They were somewhere incognito. They had to be. I was in Gainesville, so they had to keep it on the down low. No, Lifestyle Magazine. We're celebrating their third year of being a local magazine. Very, very classy thing. And so they were a little get together. A lot of folks who were involved in it. Chamber folks, community folks, and us conservatives have to kind of like. Know the look and like a little nod of the head, or you know who you are, So,
were you wearing one of your gun shirts?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Yeah, probably not.
Well, no.
Not to that.
Where's your courage, man? You gotta shake it up, Greg.
I wore my Sky shirt to the gym the other day. Got recognized.
Right on. There you go.
That's good.
All right. Thanks for the latest edition of the Greg Cassidy Schmooze Tour.
Yes.
Coming to a facility near you, especially if there's free food.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up next, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
The Dana Show. Now, 10 p.m. night.
The only way that you can't be pro-life and be for capital punishment is if you're a moron who thinks that a violent murderer is the same as an innocent baby.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Desperate times call for desperate measures, especially in the Bronx. When your team is down 3-0 in the World Series, a Yankees fan tried to prevent Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts from catching a pop fly by ripping the glove off his hand with a ball in it. He held onto it, but then eventually he dislodged the ball. Fan interference was called. The out was called. But you know what? The Yankees were down 2-0 at that time. They turned it around. Bats caught fire. They end up winning 11-4. Game 5 tonight. They're going to need these smoking bats again. And that's your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a safe, great, awesome day. See ya.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.